Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
This week, it emerged that the EU Commission had responded to a question from an MEP using AI. And last month, McDonald's said it would use AI in all of its American drive-through restaurants. So with ChatGPT now reaching 20 million paid subscribers, AI adoption is happening, whether we like it or not. So how do ordinary companies use AI in an ethical and cost-saving way? And how do we ease people out of the business who refuse to retrain or change work functions? Rohan Gupta is Deloitte's global leader in enterprise AI and is sitting with me. Good morning, Rohan.
Morning. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Can you give some day-to-day examples of how companies, ordinary companies, not giant companies, could use AI?
Yeah, absolutely. So a few that come to mind. One is just simply writing emails. We spend a lot of time obsessing over the perfect words to choose. AI is actually amazing at taking first drafts off our hands. They can also edit things. So sometimes, you know, I have a pretty emotion-heavy email if I'm feeling a certain way, but I want to be able to tone that down. I just might ask AI, hey, you know, I'm writing this to my boss. Could you help, like, finesse this a little bit?
And make it less angry.
Make it less angry, exactly. The other one might be actually for marketing. A lot of social media copy you're seeing out there on the internet now can be generated by AI. Again, at least first drafts. You want somebody to review it before it goes out there. But I would say use AI for all of your first drafting.
In terms of the practical applications, though, it does appear to me that AI is very white-collar-centric, office-centric. It can really make difference in the office environment. But in terms of the physical environment, it's less good. It doesn't really work in pubs and in restaurants.
That's actually right. So, you know, we've had our own fair share of automation in the physical world. Factories for many years have been automated. This is actually the domain of knowledge workers, as we call them, which means people sitting in an office. And so this revolution of automation or AI is actually going to come into the office. So you're spot on there, Joe. And in fact, you know, it's a great opportunity. Just like automation created opportunities for us in the factory, this is going to create opportunities for us in the workplace. So spot on there.
Sticking with our kind of pub and restaurant environment, let's say we used AI to come up with a marketing campaign. And pub B, four houses down the road, decides, yeah, actually, I'm going to use AI for a marketing campaign. Don't they both end up back in the same place?
It's a good question. I will say that, you know, if you turn back the clock about 25 years, neither pub was probably using, you know, Excel to you know, track their bookings. Mm. Neither was using accounting software.
They were using pen and paper.
Exactly. Mm. Neither was using accounting software to file their taxes. But the first pub that did it got there a little bit faster, and now everyone's doing it. And so AI, I think, is going to be very similar. Yes, pub one might start using AI, but pub two is going to very quickly catch up as well. So I think it will be a great leveler. All of us are going to be, you know, using AI more and more. It'll just be another tool in our toolkit very soon.
So what you're suggesting is whoever uses AI first will gain potentially a few months, potentially even a year or two advantage, and that could be of monetary value.
It could be of some value, but I think over time, just like all other software that we've been using, whether it's, you know, word processors, spreadsheets, presentations, anything of that sort, you know, eventually it sort of permeated, you know, across the ecosystem. So yes, there will be a period of some advantage for early movers, but I suspect that everyone will come along pretty quickly.
And can you keep it from being dehumanized? In other words, can you keep the human element and also use AI?
Absolutely. In fact, I would encourage it, not just, you know, can you keep it, but you should keep it. There's a term in the AI community we call human in the loop. All that means is, you know, you want to have a human making the final decision. Yes, AI can help you get there faster and can give you, like I said, first drafts, can give you ideas, but you do want a human making that final decision. And that's what we've been doing with software our whole lives. We've been using software to make our lives a little bit easier, but putting the human at the center of it. I think AI is just the next step in that journey.
Now, you're based in New York, and of course, the Americans have stolen a march when it comes to AI, and they're investing hundreds of billions of dollars. We here in Europe don't really have the same size companies, and we have the legislation, something called the AI Act, which some companies think stifles innovation. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, responsible AI is never a bad thing, right? I think there's always two schools to this. I think there are companies, even in the United States, that are trying to take a more measured approach to AI, and I don't see them falling behind. So being thoughtful and being measured is never a bad thing. However, you know, you don't want to go to the point where you're scared or nervous about using it. I tell everyone to get familiar with AI. Open up ChatGPT, open up Gemini or your favorite application and just start using it. And you'll realize the benefits it provides you. I think once you're AI educated and AI savvy, you can also be more AI responsible. So I don't think they're not two separate things. You can use it and you can be responsible at the same time. And I'd argue that using it more also makes you more responsible.
New technology doesn't come for free. So yep. Companies will have to pay eventually. What would you recommend that they consider paying for first to get the kind of to get on that ladder?
Yeah. So, well, the good news is a lot of AI is actually free. So I would say if you want to just start using it and build familiarity with it, I wouldn't encourage paying for it because a lot of the providers are giving it away for free
today. Mm-hmm.
I would say when you're bringing it into the workplace, when you're dealing with sensitive data, private information that you may not want anyone else to have, that's when you want to start paying for it. And you want to put some guardrails in place such that your data is not allowed to be consumed by any of the AI providers. Now, this is not complicated. They all have tiers of their products where they will say at a certain price point.
Entry level and all that.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. At a certain price point, they will also, you know, stop using your data. So, you know, again, start for free. Get used to it, and then over time, you can start paying for it, especially when you're dealing with tricky or private data.
Do you think DeepSeek and the arrival of Chinese AI brands has shaken up the market?
A little bit. I think it's woken us up in the Western world to the fact that there is, you know, a lot of
cheaper
innovation.
Cheaper alternative.
Yeah, cheaper alternative, but more importantly also, innovation coming out of China. We always assume in America that, you know, we are the innovative sort of force in AI, and we are. But like you said, you know, Europe is actually investing in this through their through the AI Act.
Mm.
I know like Ireland has the national AI strategy.
Mm.
You know, China's also investing in it. So everyone has their fair share to gain from AI. And we're finally seeing, you know, it coming through from all the various different sources.
Okay. Well, listen, it's going to be a very interesting ride, as they say. And let's see how that plays out. Rohan, thank you very much for joining us. That is Rohan Gupta, Deloitte's global leader for enterprise AI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.